I want to talk for a moment about drugs, alcohol, lighting joints, living in this party lifestyle, and how it will actually destroy you. Look, alcohol actually puts you into a fantasy. When you drink it, it destroys your brain cells. It can actually cause you to be delusional, and in some cases, it can even cost you your life. Drunkenness is not some virtue. And people that laugh at Bible-believing Christians who don't go out and get drunk, who don't live in the ways of this world, they are making a joke out of themselves. Because as they're sitting back laughing for people not partaking in their wickedness, they're actually the ones who you could easily laugh at because they're so tipsy and they're so wobbly that they don't even know which way is up or down. They can barely even get into their car after their supposed party. It's such an embarrassment. Folks, never compromise on what the Word of God says. Never compromise your life for the sake of other people feeling better around you. You know, I hope I make certain people feel uncomfortable. I hope that my life actually makes some people feel insecure about themselves, and insecure about what they believe, and insecure about the way that they've behaved themselves. I hope that we can shine as lights in the world for the glorious gospel and the spreading of the truth. Drugs, for example. Drugs literally put you into a fantasy. People that criticize you for not taking a drug. Again, they're the ones who actually end up being the laughingstock, unfortunately. And in the end, when they're done, a lot of them have completely lost their minds. Their minds are completely fried. Never be peer pressured into something that is objectively false and sinful and wrong. And if you live your life this way, if you live your life properly, and doing the things that you should be doing and not doing the things that you shouldn't be doing, you're going to have a positive effect on other people. But if you go out and influence people negatively and wrongfully, you're only going to harm yourself and other people. I also want to talk for a moment about cussing and swearing. Again, these are things that people try and peer you into. They try and peer pressure you into doing them. But they're not good things, and I'll explain why. Number one, because the Bible says that whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You should be thinking about things that are holy, things that are going to help you in your life. But if you go around speaking filthy communication, not only does it corrupt other people, you're corrupting yourself, and you're being an abomination to God. So if you want to have a positive impact on children, if you want to have a positive impact on the world, you need to get right with God in these areas. A lot of Americans go around cussing and swearing, but even kids know that it's wrong. In fact, even when worldly people cuss around kids, what's the first thing the parents do? Oh, not around the children. Please don't do it around the children, because you're defiling their innocent mind when you do that. I also think about things like sleeping around. Now, one of the reasons that I didn't sleep with somebody before I met my wife was because it would be very painful for my wife to have to deal with that. And let me tell you something, young people, when you go around and you make bad decisions, and you start giving into certain sexual temptations, sexual things that should be reserved for your marriage, and you just start blowing it and just destroying your life now, it destroys your future relationship and makes it so your spouse doesn't even trust you in the future. People will always have a better marriage. They'll always have a better intimate life. They'll always have a better way in the future if they persist to do things properly and according to the Word of God. There's a reason why that God said that it was one woman for one man for one lifetime in His Word. It is very clear. And so these are just some of the sins that people deal with today. This is some of the stuff that people go through in the church. And I think that people should never be peer pressured. Again, it's just such a huge mess in the world today, this idea of peer pressure. Look, if you are peer pressured into something, that means that you are emotionally unstable, that you are not sure of yourself. Don't allow yourself to not be sure of yourself. Be sure of who you are in Christ. And if you find yourself in these situations of just, oh, I'm so insecure, what are other people going to think of me? Who cares what other people think of you? You ought to care about what God thinks of you. I would rather be right with God and wrong with man than right with man and wrong with God. So these are just some thoughts for you to think about. I know this is a different video than the videos that I normally cover on this channel. I'm going to get into a lot of different content, but I hope that you guys enjoyed this, and I hope that this speaks to you. The Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. God bless, guys.